I've arrived at the Occupy Cork place, which is right next to the electric pub or bar or bistro, whatever you call it, in Cork. And it's Saturday, and I found somebody here who isn't in Dublin. All the others seem to be gone off to Dublin, and this man is going to tell me and everybody through the audio boo what Occupy Cork is all about. Can I say good morning and thanks very much for talking to me? Do you mind if I ask your name? You don't have to give me your name, but and tell me what it's all about.
My name is Jan. I originate from the Netherlands, and I've been living in Ireland for nearly 20 years. I'm involved in Occupy Cork because I sincerely believe that the whole economic system in the world is not healthy. A symptom of that would be Ireland repaying their bonds. And I think that's very interesting, because if you look at the whole debt that the state of Ireland needs to pay, that if you divide that among the Irish residents, that is 390 thousand euros each.
Oh God, that's an awful lot of money. My goodness. Yeah.
And you know, at an interest rate of 4%, that would mean that every Irish resident needs to repay 16,000 euros a year before we even start repaying that debt.
And is that the core reason why you're here? Is that the purpose of the Occupy Cork? Or is that your personal values and stance on the world today?
No, my personal value and stance would be that I really believe that it's all linked. It's also to do with the way we treat the earth. It's to do with the way big companies like Tesco push out small shops. It's to do with the way we respect each other. It's to do with the banking system. It's to do with the whole pyramid system, which I believe exists, where very few people take decisions that affect an awful lot of people. It's also to do for me with people, the way people treat each other. It's to do with so many things.
So it's kind of multidimensional, really. It's the whole culture within which we live. Would that be it?
Yeah, that's what I believe. And it's very interesting within the Occupy Cork movement that there's different people. Some people believe that we all need to start meditating. Other people believe that we really need to bring down the system or change the system. There's people that believe we don't need to pay the bondholders. I would agree with that. But there's so many different opinions.
So it's a wide spectrum of people, all of whom can come together under the same umbrella.
Exactly. And we work with consensus. If one person does not want a decision to be taken, then we wait until either they agree or the decision changes.
Tell me, have you been inspired or led in any way or by the Occupy Wall Street or the other Occupy movements around the world?
Yes, we have been. Occupy Wall Street was the very first one. And interestingly enough, that happened in the United States, which would have been the last place where you would expect it. And that's still going. And they as well, they don't have an answer. They have questions.
And look, tell me a little bit of facts about the size of Cork. I'm looking here at things on a flip chart that is the agenda for Saturday, the 26th of November. It has stuff like the introduction, hand signals, previous decisions, homeless Christmas, alternative energy, plans for Occupy Christmas, transport for info box. And I won't read the full list because I'll try and put up a photograph of it, and there's other things on the wall about your achievements and various posters. But look, tell me some things. When did it first start, and how many people are involved here in the Cork one?
The amount of people involved in the Cork one is endless. It's really endless. Every evening we get lots of food from restaurants left over. People call in to tell us, thank you, I'll show you one sign that was brought in by somebody who was really shy, and it reads, I'll read it to you. On behalf of all citizens of Ireland, including those who do not know or understand what you are doing, I thank you for your vision and your courage.
Wow, that's a real personal message from somebody who was shy.
Yeah, from a lady who was shy. We have noticed that sometimes after church, lots of people come in. So priests are talking about this in a positive manner.
And you're also getting support from local restaurants here?
Yeah, We get food, we get bread from bakeries, we get financial donations. An artist yesterday sold a piece of work and gave us 150 euros out of the fee he was paid. So within the...
Do you actually have a bank account now for Occupy Cork?
I don't even know.
All right.
I don't know.
So where does the money go? How do you know it isn't all being drunk?
It's not... Well, I'm sure it's not being drunk because there's no alcohol and no drugs in here. We do sometimes, and that's difficult. At night time, we get people that have been drinking, and they're really up for a discussion, but not quite capable for it. And that is difficult, but this is where the money goes.
And he's holding a magazine here called Rebel News in the Rebel Capital. That's the strap line, and underneath the title, Occupy Cork. Occupy Cork, I'm reading, is part of the international movement against austerity measures imposed on ordinary people around the world. We are all part of the 99% who so far have been subject to economic inequality and social injustice from the 1% who control the world's resources. And then there are four demands. We, the 99%, demand. Will you read the demands?
Yep. We demand the removal of the IMF and ECB from all Irish financial affairs.
Number two?
That the national debt imposed on Irish people from the bank bailouts be lifted. Number three, the return of Irish resources such as gas, oil and forestry to the people of Ireland, and real participation in democracy. This is not a recession, it is a robbery.
Tell me, how did you arrive at that very clear vision and statement of what you demand? How is it drawn up?
It's drawn up, we work, as I said, with general consensus. Every evening at 6 o'clock there's an open general assembly where one person at a time speaks, and we use hand signals to either agree, disagree or even interrupt.
That's a bit like Facebook, isn't it? I give you thumbs up or I give you thumbs down?
Yeah, a bit like that. We wave hands if we agree, or if we put a veto up, we put a fist up. It doesn't happen often. We try to work with general consensus, and because we try to ask people, what can they do to change this? We're here to facilitate. We're not here to tell people how to do things. We're here to encourage people to make their own choices, their own decisions. And I do have an opinion, but I don't know whether I'm right.
But it also sounds like you're here to inspire people.
Yes. I believe that inspiration at the moment has become a commercial commodity. And I believe inspiration should be very joyful. It should not be about where I spend my money and what kind of colourful clothes I buy, but about how I live. And I believe that people that are inspired, once you're inspired, you start thinking and you start realising, hold on, I want this. Or maybe I really do not want this. And I'm afraid that, myself included, for so long I've been going along with things that I stopped ever making choices.
Look, you're Dutch.
Yes.
You're Dutch. And you're here in Ireland. But I note you said you had been here for quite a long time. I mean, you're in Cork an infinitely longer than me. I'm only here a few years. But are there many people from other countries originally involved in the Occupy Cork? Are you the only one?
No, I'm certainly not the only one, but I think it's about 50-50. No, probably 60-40, but 60% of the people would be Irish, 40% of the people would be blow-ins or internationals. But that's the same, and we have two people at the moment also from Holland. They came over from the Amsterdam Occupy. Then there is a few people that came over from the Madrid Occupy, and people...
Madrid Occupy? Yeah. I didn't even know that. Right.
Yeah, there is. And that's interesting. In Spain, the socialist government has been kicked out, and now it's the People's Party, which is linked to the Occupy movement. It is possible. It is possible to change things.
Tell me, do you use social media at all? Do you have a website? Do you have Facebook? Do you have Twitter? Do you use the internet to get your message out in any way?
We certainly do. We certainly do. But I'm myself. Follow us on Twitter. at Occupy Cork.
Right. What about Facebook?
Facebook, again, Occupy Cork.
And the website?
www.occupycork.org.
Great.
www.occupytogether.org and occupytogether.org. That is the international website.
Look, we better stop. I could talk to you for ages. But look, remind me again. What is your name?
Jan.
Jan. And look, Jan, it's, I'd just like to thank you ever so much. I will come back again on another day and hopefully speak to some of the others as well, because I don't want to leave you out on your own as the only representative, because I know you're not saying you are. But thank you ever so much for this very interesting insight into what's going on. Thanks very much.
Thank you. That's great. That is great.
Just one second. I'll just show you. I stop it. The interview took 10 minutes, right? Now, all